You guys, you don't even know what's about to hit you today. Like, literally, this interview is going to make you feel like you've been hit by a brand new Mercedes, but in the best way possible. Today's guest is notorious for shouting what everyone is thinking, but not ballsy enough to say out loud. Her YouTube videos are the holy grail of how not to put up with BS. In a world of convoluted influencers and people who stick to media scripts, she is the chic embodiment of facts not caring about your feelings. She's a jewelry designer, entrepreneur, and entertainer. Please welcome Her Royal Highness, Alex Pierce, aka HRH Collection on YouTube, to The Spillover.
Unless you're f***ing numbskull, the earth is not going to end in 10 years.
If you can't support soda, then you can't have it. Oh my God.
Oh my God, I can't. Oh my God.
I'm going to run you over.
Don't f***ing talk about me.
You are so crazy. You're crazy. You actually are insane. It is very odd behavior, and that is very weird.
And listen to the media and tell me I can't talk and tell me I'm selfish and a narcissist and I don't care about anyone, myself, and my business. That is thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down. Like, you guys are so immature.
Why am I f***ing green?
It's f***ing water. They're only gonna buy it if it's cute, decent priced water. That's it. They don't care about anything else. It's f***ing water. Go to any doctor. It's all about the f***ing calories. Get over it, okay?
You look so pathetic. Like, it's just the most sad, pathetic thing. So sad and pathetic.
You're so pathetic, you're just a little worm.
Here is my food, okay? To me, it's like sinful to make fun of food. Like, how would you like to not have food? I'm sure someone out there would love to have a f***ing potato. You f***ing bitch. F***ing this, man.
Seriously.
Wow.
She was on one.
Wow.
She was so anti-potato. Okay, sorry. Hi.
Wait, that is absolutely incredible. And I did not know this. You do not edit your videos. You just post and go?
Yep. Yep. All the time. Well, I guess for the past, like, 4 years? I don't know. You guys probably be able to, like, know when I did and when I didn't do that. But, yeah, totally. I'm not going to go and redo anything. I said what I damn said, okay? Like, anything I say is what I said. I'm not going to take it back. I'm honest. Like, it is what it is.
You know,
and everything I say is right, too.
It's absolutely right. That's the thing, is that you may not like the delivery. It may not be your style.
That's the thing.
But you can't dispute the freaking facts.
Yeah. Okay, I've always said, people say, you have, what you say is right, but your delivery sucks. Well, too bad. Okay, tough love. It's true. That's what I say.
I need to confess something to you before we start.
Okay.
This is like the funniest. It would have been the most epic mishap. I feel like, oh my gosh, your freaking vlog on this would have been hysterical for the ages. So I don't know if you know this, but my team was working with your assistant, Judy, famous Judy.
Famous Judy, infamous.
Yes. Who's never seen, but she's like, she's always there, like, in the background.
She's my gatekeeper.
Yes.
My caretaker.
So my team was working with her and she'd ask, like, you know, is there hotel suggestions or whatever? We gave one, not knowing that the hotel that we suggested for you to originally stay in is hosting SatanCon.
Oh my God.
In Phoenix, the weekend that we're filming this.
You guys, why would you do that to me?
We didn't know.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
No, but all black Satan is like Hot Topic explodes.
I would have texted you and be like, girl, what the f*** is this? Where the f*** did you put me? Is this a joke? I would have thought you set me up. No, not you, but you know what I mean?
Right?
Is this setup?
I had no idea. And so we found that out because it was a cute hotel that we suggested.
Yes,
I knew you would like it.
I know it from, yeah.
And what's funny is that the hotel that we suggested was the Saguaro Hotel. And it's like all rainbow and colorful. It's very like fashion blogger chic. That's where they're hosting SatanCon?
Yeah, they kind of would. I'm kidding.
Rainbow Hotel for SatanCon.
I know, right? I don't know. No, well, it kind of like wasn't my vibe, to be honest. Anyway, it was a little bit too like hipster or something. I don't know. It wasn't like bougie enough.
It wasn't right. Okay, well, good. Then I'm glad that didn't work out.
Yeah, I was like, let's just go here instead.
I don't think you realize how big you are in the sphere, like the opportunities you're getting, because you told me about some other people, which I won't mention in case you decide not to do it, but some other huge celebrities that asked you to go on their podcast. Like,
right.
You're blowing the hell up.
I am. But I also am like very, I'm the kind of person where you're guilty before you're innocent to me. And it's like, I'm only going to go out with you if I trust you. Like, I don't want people to go me up. I want to know what you're going to ask me. I want to know, because I'll walk out. Like, I'll literally walk out of your podcast and I'll leave if you're going to be a dick. You know what I mean? So that's the kind of person. I'm not going to let you try to ruin me, ruin my brand, like talk shit. So I'm going to also be careful, because I've worked my ass off from day one to get where I am today without any help. So I'm very protective over it, too. That's why I was like, yeah, Alex, I'll do Alex. She's amazing. I trust her. So I don't know. But yeah, I'll do it now. I'll give a f- I'll walk off. I don't like it.
Exactly. Like, I have been watching your videos.
That's a thing. Like, I really don't.
I've been watching your videos since 2014 or 2015, I think was the first time I started watching you. And I just want to say for the record, you are
it's changed
freaking-
a lot, right?
No, it hasn't changed
people
at all.
People say, oh, I love the way you rebranded yourself. I'm like,
no.
Rebrand?
No.
What?
Who's saying that? They're wrong.
They said that.
No. This is what I'm going to tell you. When it comes to branding and marketing, you're a freaking genius. I've never really seen anything like it. And what's interesting about you, and, you know, if we're going to compare you to, like, politicians or something, okay, total opposite sides of this political spectrum. But, like, what's interesting in what someone like Bernie Sanders or President Trump had in common was they're both super authentic. And if you look back on their careers, they've been themselves the entire time.
Right. That's the only way it can be. That's,
yes.
At that moment, that's how I was. I mean, it might have been a little bit nicer in the beginning. If you guys see my videos from the very beginning, yeah, it was like YouTube nice. Hi, guys. You know, I'm back today, because that's just the way it was. But I'm tired of it. Like, no, I just want to be myself. I'm sick of these, like, people being so fake. Like, not everyone's life is perfect. People can, you know, make mistakes or whatever. And I don't have time to, like, be fake. I don't have time to, like, no, I'm just going to be me. And that's it. I'm going to say what the I want to say, especially in this clown world right now. I'm sick of it, dude. People need to be called the out. I'm done. Like, I'm done with this.
But you were ranting about knowing what the vibe is and stuff 6 or 7 years ago. So to me, you haven't changed. You've gotten older.
Perfect. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
I think you've gotten bolder, maybe.
Yeah, bolder. Yes.
But you haven't changed what you believe, what you think when it comes to fashion. Like, what's funny to me is that Gen Z TikTokers right now are totally jocking your style. Like, they're copying you.
Yeah.
Stuff you were wearing and doing 6 or 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They don't respect, they don't understand the game. They don't understand, like, where it came from. It was literally you.
Oh, my God, thank you so much. I love it. I love the recognition. I'm finally getting recognition. Like, I never get any recognition ever.
If you go back on your videos, you can see, like, big t-shirts, biker shorts, like, layered jewelry.
It's always been my thing. Yeah. True. Thank you for recognizing that.
They don't respect.
Yeah, no, they don't. They have no respect. Losers. F***ing losers.
Speaking of respect, Maddie from Euphoria has been getting dangerously close to ripping off Sleepy Droop.
Sleepy Droop. Yeah, Sleepy Droop is my thing, okay? And I've done so many f***ing tutorials on this for these dumb, ugly f***s, okay? That's the thing. Like, I have shown you guys 40 times how to do the f***ing Sleepy Droop.
This is her eyeliner thing.
I am not showing you again, okay? If you cannot replicate the Sleepy Droop, it's not my f***ing problem. And there's a reason why you can't, honestly. It's like, your face doesn't, like, work for it. And, like, I don't know. But it's like my thing. I love it so much. Can you see it? I don't know.
Yeah, you can see it.
I love it.
If you're watching
on
YouTube.
Like, it's very, like, 1970s, like, old Hollywood star. It's just, like, a vibe.
Which I think is very you, like the Beverly Hills Hotel type of old Hollywood glam.
It's very weird, and it's very something that it's like this weird line that just comes out, and it's very like sexy, but like weird and cool, and no one does it. But it's not like disgusting. It's not like, I don't know, like too extra. It's just like cool.
And one of my followers is who actually asked you for a link.
No.
To something that you had posted. Never. If you know anything about Alex, and you know, you never ask her for a link to where she bought something.
Never. Don't ever f***ing ask her for a link. Honestly, like, honestly, no. The link thing is so annoying. It's like, it's people are so entitled nowadays on Instagram. They just demand, like, oh, I want the link. I want the link. What do you mean you want the f***ing link? Like, you can't just ask for, especially someone like me. So this is the thing. A lot of people out there, So let's talk about, like, home decor. They buy their home decor from a normal place where you could just go and just buy it. Okay, you just go pick it up.
Home Goods.
Home Goods. Target. I don't f***ing know where else. Anthropology, some shit. No, my stuff is very carefully chosen. Okay, you can't just buy it. No, you cannot. It is from a thrift store. It is from an estate sale. It is very carefully
But
chosen.
Alex, you
it
understand.
It bothers me.
You would make buku money if you were to do Like to Know It.
I hate that. Just, oh my God, no. Oh my God, I know. No. First of all, I don't have time to put a f***ing link, okay? I have to make jewelry. I don't have a time for a f***ing, find it your damn self. What, 20 cents? I don't care.
I think it's more than that.
I know. Whatever.
Girls are making thousands of dollars a month just in people clicking their links. But the thing is, though,
but
would
I don't
it
have
be
any
worth?
Ugly I don't have any of that ugly
You don't. And the thing is that you wouldn't, I know that you would not like people copying and having the same stuff.
Yeah. And I don't have anything that's like, it's not everything. But a lot of things I have are not normal. They're like very unique things that people just act like, oh, let me just buy that. You can't f***ing buy that. It's not that. It's very unique.
You run a jewelry business. Yes. You brought up jewelry called HRH Collection.
Right. That's what I do.
Which is you're at on social media, HRH Collection. Well, that's all her stuff.
I've had like four of them now.
business is huge. Was James Charles wearing your jewelry recently?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely massive. Yeah. And so one thing that I was wondering is HRH Collection the only job that you've ever had? Like, you graduated from college and then straight up just did that? Or did you work somewhere else? Because I cannot imagine you, like, in an office somewhere.
I did, but I was only hired because my boss, like, thought I was hot and wanted me to work there. Well, to be honest, he, like, hired me for accounting. I can't even add two plus two. I was in accounting. That was my first job as accounting.
For how long?
A year. A year until HRH was getting so big that I couldn't handle both because I was doing HRH at night after my 9 to 5. And finally, I just went and told him that I had this business on the side. And he's like, you need to leave. You need to quit because you're stifling your own business. I was like, I know. I just came to basically talk to you about it. So, yeah, that's what happened. I was doing this HRH thing, which is totally by happenstance, to be honest, while I was while I had a 9 to 5. And that's kind of how it happened.
Was it just something like, okay, like, no, I can't find what I'm looking for jewelry-wise, so I need to just
create it? I was just, yeah, filling time doing YouTube videos about, like, what I had in my bag, and I was wearing a piece of jewelry that I had made, and people started asking me, and I thought to myself, okay, these people are watching my videos. I have 300 views, for example. This is 300 potential customers. Like, what can I do with this? So when they asked me for jewelry, I started making it, and then I had an Etsy shop, and it started from there. So that's basically how it grew, but it was very organic. I've never taken a design class. I've never taken any kind of design class at all. And I know I'm not stupid. Like, I will do what I can. What I love comes very natural to me.
But are you scared because so much of your business has been, like, my viewers translate into my customers, and now you keep getting freaking censored on social media? But I don't get why, because you're not saying anything. Like, what is it that they're saying you're breaking the rules about, that they keep disabling your accounts?
I swear to God, I'm not even joking you. I know you're going to get into this afterwards. You might. I'm not even kidding. I have boiled it down to there is an individual. You know, this sounds so, like, whatever. There is an individual at Instagram who is fat. I'm not kidding. You think I'm crazy. It's true. This person is fat, and she hates me because every and she's fat and she's woke. Every time. Yes. Every time I post anything about 600-pound life, okay? We can get into me being fat before if you want. Or about someone being woke, my count, like, it, everything stops. I'm growing 1,000 a day, 1,000 a day, 500 a day, 500 a day. It stops, and then they will start reporting me for everything. How is that? You tell me how that is. Every f***ing time.
What's interesting to me is I figured it had to
have
been
trolls. This is
my
third Instagram account.
It has to be someone that hates you that constantly reports you.
No, it can't be. It has to be someone higher to be able to, like, actually take action at that point. Don't you think?
It must be, but I'm just like, I mean, do they send you an email or anything?
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, your account is, like, liable for being, you know, declined or whatever, taken down, whatever. And then the next day I'll wake up, the account's gone. I've tried to get my account back. I had, like, 100, whatever. That account was so shadow banned. I had that account for, like, 10 years. It only had, like, 120,000. This new one I have has 45,000, and I've only had it for, like, 5 months. So do the math.
But your videos of you are exploding on TikTok.
Exploding.
Your YouTube numbers. I mean, how much higher are your YouTube views right now?
Oh, it's, like, double. More than double.
Do you think it's because of kids, like, reposting you on TikTok and using your sounds?
It must be because of the TikTok is, like, siphoning people to YouTube to see me. I think that it's TikTok. But YouTube, but Instagram is blowing up too. When they don't screw with me, Instagram grows really fast.
You know, I always thought that you are the same age as me. I'm in my late 20s. I thought this whole time that I've been watching you that
Everyone says that. Everyone guess my age. Guess my f***ing age.
Mid to late 20s is what I thought.
I know. Thank you so much. Honestly, thank you.
Because you said your age the other day. I can't remember if it was on Instagram or in a video. And how old are you?
37.
How?
I can't believe it. I can't even believe I'm 37. It doesn't feel like it at all.
Dude, you do not look like you're 37. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
Thank you.
How, like, what are you doing? What is the routine?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm honest with you guys about everything. I do filler and I do Botox.
But so do I.
Not too much. I have Greek and, like, Swedish background in me. It's genes. A lot of people, I say, drop your skincare routine. You're ugly, okay? Nothing's going to help you, to be honest. It is f***ing genes, okay?
But what age, like, did you start getting Botox and filler? Because I started at 23.
Yeah, 26.
And see, I think it's preventative when it comes to aging.
Preventative, definitely, absolutely. That's why I did it too back then. Because then you won't have, like, those permanent wrinkles.
Right. Well, your face cannot settle into those lines,
right?
Because it's prevented with the Botox and stuff.
So then if you don't do that, you'll have the wrinkle. And you have to get the filler in the wrinkle. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have a good injector, someone who you trust. And I do. I have someone who I trust, who I go to, and they would never make me look crazy. But I really think it also is like, I'm not ugly.
That's true. Some of it, you're just born with it, baby. Some
sorry,
of it.
Like, sorry. I mean, I don't talk shit. Like, it is what it is. The sky is blue. I mean, sorry. There's honest things we can
It
talk
is
about.
What it is. You, if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't.
You don't, I think you don't.
Kylie Jenner has even dialed down a little bit on her lip injections,
yeah, I don't
I feel
do
like.
That anymore. I haven't
you
had
don't?
My lips done. No, this is 3 years, not with nothing. They're just like this.
Why?
I actually do a lip liner that cuts off my lips because I think that they're, I want thinner lips now.
I have a major arch in my lips, so I yeah. couldn't draw over
the
like
thing.
You do if
yeah,
I tried.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I got sick of it. I don't like that vibe anymore. I used to love it, but now it's done.
Do you have an itinerary for your videos, or you just talk about
no.
what you want to talk about?
No. I just, like, get irate. I get angry about what the f*** is going on, like, what people, like, say to me, what people do to me, what I see on the f*** TV, what I see on people, like, comments, and I just go off. That's my itinerary.
But it seems like you have a general, like, idea of the subjects you want to cover in a video.
I came up with a list. Like, during the week, if something pisses me off, I'll write it down.
And then do you just remember once you press record, or do you have a list in front of you?
No, I remember. I don't ever stop it.
Wow. See, I cannot remember all that
really?
Kind of stuff. No.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe once I'll stop it to refer, but no, I just know.
You are living in your bungalow house, which I'm still sad you moved. Like, I love
Too
your
bad.
New house.
LA. LA's disgusting. All bye. LA.
But, like, that
it.
House was so precious. It was Brentwood, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Brentwood was fucking. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to pay the tax money, the tax on my house for bums to come up to my front door.
What were you experiencing?
On my driveway.
Pre-pandemic, what were you experiencing living in Brentwood?
I didn't know how woke everyone is. I knew they were woke. I knew everyone in Brentwood was f-ing woke. I knew it, but they kept, no one talked about it because you didn't know. But as soon as the pandemic hit, if you didn't wear a f-ing 12,000 masks over your face at the Brentwood Country Mart, then they looked at you like you were some kind of f-ing alien, and I would get in fights with them, and I would f-ing like throw my coffee and leave. I couldn't do it anymore. There was no happiness left in LA. I was sick of it. I knew these were freaks. I'm sick of the freaks.
But like, isn't Brentwood supposed to be one of the nicer areas?
It's beautiful. It's where all the like, celebrities live, and it's gorgeous, but there's also, it's completely overrun by homeless. And they just act like they are blind to it. It's sick. These people are sick.
What was the most infuriating part of just the whole decline of that area?
That I f***ing came from nothing, basically. And I bought this house that I loved in Brentwood, okay? And I was so excited that I would buy this house, my starter house, and then I would maybe, you know, build on it or buy another one in Brentwood. And I actually, by my f***ing self, made something in Brentwood, which was hard to do, you know, and I had to leave. I was forced out because of how disgusting it became.
Was it hard to sell
it was hard.
A house?
It was very hard. I but no, it wasn't at that point because I wanted out. I could not wait. I didn't want to stay another day there. I didn't want to spend another dollar in
But I mean,
LA.
Was it hard to find a buyer?
No.
With everything going on? They
no.
wanted to move to that area,
yeah.
even with all the
yeah.
homelessness?
Some woke idiot moved in.
Really?
The child, yeah.
Did you stalk them on Facebook?
Well, we actually talk on text, and she's like, redoing the house, and dumbass, whatever.
She's redoing it?
Yeah, they're going to take the back down and build on it or something. They're going to keep the front. She also appreciates... You know, like the integrity of the house, which I like. I'm happy that she's not tearing it down because we both love like the integrity of how pretty it is. But I think they're doing something on the back and making it bigger or something.
Let's talk about skinny fridge and skinny life and skinny legend life.
Okay, go on.
I would say following you that this might be one of the most controversial things that you bring up that just pisses people off the most?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. The skinny stuff. Yes, absolutely. It's probably that.
So people that have never watched your videos, they're hearing you for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
They should go back. Mm-hmm. But explain your journey of like absolutely just hating like this body positivity movement that just embraces
clown world. Clown fucking world, bitch. The clown world. Go on. Sorry. I have a Tourette's.
That's it, though. It's like
so sick of it.
Talk about your journey because you're not coming like you're
now,
just
did
like.
You know, did you know on TikTok I learned that if you're fucking obese that you can be anorexic?
Yes.
What in the actual f-?
What is that? Who is
now,
the model that said that?
I don't want to say it because, like, I don't want to say it. You know, she's like that fat woman. She's like woke and fat. She's absolutely, actually crazy. And I was going to tag me now. I'm like, I'm going to tag her. It's so stupid. Like, going to turn me into some I don't give a f- about. Like, think I give a f- if she comes for me? Block, delete, bitch. Okay? Like, stupid. Think I give a shit. house? Like,
but what is
people
it?
People think they can come for me. It's
you were just like always like, you know, I think, first of all, I think you're beautiful. And I mean, I've been following you for years. So yeah. I've seen your journey. I saw you get, you got
blonde,
lipo,
girl. We're
right?
We're not a clown world. I was fat.
But you, but no, I'm saying since I've watched you, I don't think you've ever been fat. I've never watched you where I thought she's fat. I never have.
Yes, I was very fat.
But you got lipo and stuff, right?
It doesn't work. Don't ever, hey, out there, everyone, do not get lipo, okay? You only get lipo. I did it. I thought it was going to be like the miracle treatment. It didn't. Nothing works, okay? You have to lose weight. Lipo only works if it's like someone as skinny as you and you go in to get like a little bit of a shape. Like, you know what I mean? Going for like shaping. That's the only time lipo works.
So you didn't notice any difference?
Nothing. Nothing. It gave me a little bit of a waste. That's it. Nothing. Nothing. I'm telling you right now, biggest waste of money ever.
Okay, so you felt like in high school or what, that you, growing up, you were fat?
I was. I say I have the fat gene. My grandma was fat. I took after my dad's side. My highest, I was like 181 pounds. Fat. That's fat, okay? And I got fat too. It's like a struggle. It's a life struggle. I'm always probably going to be up and down. It's something I always should be really careful about. I'm not exactly where I want to be right now, about 7-8 pounds heavier. It's something I'm always going to have to monitor. And if I don't, then I will blow up. I'll get fat.
How do you monitor it?
Calories. And anyone who tells you that you're like, whatever, what's the word? You're anorexic or watching calories. It's f***ing math. It's simple math. It's calories in, calories out, okay? Like, you should probably max. I don't work out. I hate working out.
I do too.
F***ing can't do it. That's why, because I don't move. All I do is walk from my car back to my office.
You don't do walks with Ming?
No. She hates walking. She's in the stroller.
God,
the stroller.
She's us.
Yeah. In order to be skinny and like my skinny how I like it, I eat 1,200 calories to 15 max a day. That's the allotment. That's real shit. That's actually math. If you don't move a lot and you're a woman, that's the max you should eat a day. Max.
Really? Well, yeah. I'm definitely eating more than that. But I live exclusively on a diet of junk food.
You have like a different metabolism. You're probably skinny your whole life. You're lucky. Like, I'm not lucky like that. Like,
I always tell people my insides are probably tar.
Why?
Just molting on the inside because that's how bad I eat. You eat very healthy.
I don't. I try not to eat.
Yeah, but the people would say like that's encouraging eating disorders.
I don't give a fuck you. Like, I don't care. Don't go out. Go out and eat 12 burgers and then I give a what you do. Like, it's annoying. Like, people try to tell me how to live my damn life. I'm not telling you what to do. You come onto my page. Don't come onto my page if you don't want to hear the truth. Get the f*** off.
Okay, so what are like top 5 HRH endorsed healthy habits or whatever skinny fridge life that you do?
Like what I like to eat, like skinny tricks.
Yes, skinny tricks.
Skinny tricks are lean cuisine.
That is nasty, Alex.
You know, I have no choice. I want to eat that. I can eat 40 hamburgers. Okay.
I do not believe in microwaves. They gross me out. I don't eat leftovers or do microwave stuff.
You don't have anything to worry about. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So lean cuisine.
Lean cuisine because it's a portion control. And then, oh my God, look at my Rolex. It f***ing falls off all the time. I'm so sick of this. They know it. Jell-O's, the 10 calorie Jell-O's.
Okay. This just sounds like what you'd eat in an insane asylum.
Yeah. This is what you have to do. Any fatsos out there who are real, if you're a real like ex-fatty like me, you will know the truth. Okay. You're not going to f***ing bullshit. Coffee. Okay.
Makes you poop.
Don't eat after 8. Never eat after 8. There's no reason to be eating after 8. The kitchen is f***ing closed after 8, you fat ass. Go to bed. Period. Period.
This is hard for me to hear.
Period. Do not eat after 8. Yeah. And do not have a colleague like Judy because she likes to eat whatever the f*** she wants. She's a bad influence.
She eats in front of you, or are you like, don't eat that in front of me?
Well, when I was going through my skinny stage, like when I was really trying to lose weight, like the office or whatever would eat and I wouldn't eat. Like, I'm starting to eat again because I were doing longer hours. So I'm getting fat because of you. I'm kidding.
We love Judy.
Yeah, we love Judy.
You ever worry? Like, okay, you always talk about like how you don't have friends, which I just don't believe.
Yeah.
But do you ever worry that like Judy is like your only main friend, but you pay her?
Yeah, this is funny. You know what's funny is like a mean ex said that to me once. Like,
are you kidding?
Judy only likes you because you. What the f*** is wrong with this chair?
Sorry.
Judy only likes you because you pay. No, Judy does not have to work for me. You guys, that's the thing with that. Judy is as strong-willed as me. Judy doesn't put up with any bullshit. Judy doesn't need
to work. Does she call
for
you out?
Yeah, all the time. We are like, we're so different, but we're very similar too.
What's the one thing about you that you think drives her nuts the most about your personality?
Probably not much.
It's she's weird. Like, actually.
No, we don't, like, I don't know. I don't know. Like when we're on our periods, we need to stay
you
away from each
up.
Other. We did. We were for a while. And we just got off. And we'd always joke, like, we cannot be in the same, we cannot come to the office together during this time.
How did you meet her?
I met her. Her best friend was my first assistant a long time ago. And she was a follower. I hire, like, people who are, like, loyal to me.
Yeah, I'm
and
the same
she's
way.
Been here for 6 years. So it's like, it's she's not, I don't think of her like she's a colleague anymore. It's like, it's different.
Dude, the number one thing with me, work relationships, if I ever feel like wronged or in any way,
yeah.
like you're done.
Same.
I can't. I have to be able to trust the people that are closest
1,000%
to me.
1,000%. I get nasty in the past. I'll like, you're gone. Like, I don't even say it. I just get so.
Are you a ghoster or do you confront people?
No,
when you're
I
mad.
Confront. I confront.
I don't confront. I hate confrontation.
You have to. I have to in like a really, I'm really pissed way, actually.
When I was first watching you a couple years ago, first on the scene, it was weird because like sometimes I felt like you were married and then sometimes, I feel like I DM'd you this forever ago. I was like, Alex, I can't, are you married or not? Because I can't tell because sometimes it seems like you have like a husband, you talk about it, and then sometimes I feel like you don't, and you don't wear a ring, and I'm very confused. Yeah. So let's set the record straight.
Sure. You can ask me whatever you want. That's fine. Go on.
Were you married?
Yes. I was married for like 4 years, together for like 7.
How did you guys meet?
Through mutual friend through like school, I guess.
You met in college?
No, he's older than me. He's like 43.
What?
Yeah, he's like 7 years older than me.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting that you're like,
yeah, I'm 37.
Not 25 years
old. Oh, thank you. I know.
I was like, that's way older.
Way older.
No.
But
okay.
He's still too old. Still old. Not too old, but still old. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys were together, but he was like rarely ever, you never really posted about him. He was rare. He wasn't really in your videos. Was that a big point of contention for you guys, your YouTube channel?
No, not at all. It was a very separate life. We were friends. There was really no chemistry. It was kind of something that dragged on too long that should have never been. And it kind of was something where I'm very devoted to HRH. HRH is everything to me. So because he kind of was just there all the time and we grew together, it happened when it shouldn't have. And we got married when it shouldn't have. Because HRH is like what I had on the front burner all the time.
Were you holding resentments, like walking down the aisle? I don't know. Did you have
a wedding? No. I had to give him ultimatums, basically, like, because he's like a LA Mr. like young guy. Thinks he's young, typical LA guy. He's 43 now. He'll probably never get married again. And I had to be like, listen, because I'm the kind of person where I really think that after a year of dating at this age, you know or you don't. You get engaged at that year. And I mean, when I mean engaged, I mean a ring and a date, not just a ring. Anyone out there who's got their ring with no date, you're an idiot. Okay, you're not getting married. Get a fucking date. A ring doesn't mean he gave me the ring to shut me up.
Did you watch, are you a fan of The Office?
Yeah.
Remember Pam and Roy? He's like, oh yeah, we're gonna get married, but they would never set
a
date.
That was it. That was it. And he did it just to hold me, just so I wouldn't leave. And so after a year or 2 years of this going around and around, we finally just got married, him and I, on the beach by ourselves. No family. No one blessed it. No one knew.
Really?
I broke it to my family. They were so pissed.
You seem really close with your family,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they were mad. It was sad. But I want to be married. Of course I want to be married. It's hard. It's hard. Because in LA, it's hard. And I own a business. And when you do very well, it's also intimidating. When you have a strong personality, it's always intimidating. When you're very opinionated and, you know, driven, it's also intimidating.
Did you guys try to have kids?
That was the problem. He didn't want to. He said he did. Always said he would. Always said okay. And then it's just disgusting stuff, but like wouldn't commit to that.
So he kept changing his mind about kids.
So saying, oh, you know, if you would have been nicer yesterday, then we would have tried tonight.
Been nice?
Bullshit. Yeah, like I'm like, well, we're not having sex now.
Like holding it against you.
Yes.
Why do I feel like, I feel like that's more something you hear like manipulative that a woman would do.
But thank God. See, once again, thank God that God didn't let this happen. Because we don't love each other like that. So God is always on my side. Everything in my life has been amazing. It's been a lot of heartache, a lot of trouble, but it's always for a reason. And it's, oh, I get chills thinking about him. Like, I'm so close to God. It's sick. Like, him and I, like, he does everything for me for a specific reason. It's always the right way. It may take a little bit longer. It may be hard. but I have an amazing life. And I know I'm going to, if I want to have kids, I'll be able to have kids. If I want to get married, I'll get married. Taking a little bit longer again, but whatever.
Do you still talk to him?
God?
No.
Oh. All the time. Yes. Oh my God. If I wanted my ex back, if I want to, dude, I could call, where's my phone? I could call my ex back and say, let's meet tonight. He'd meet tonight.
He would.
Oh my God. Yeah.
He simps for you.
For totally. Yes. Oh yeah.
Does he still text you?
Judy, if I could.
Judy's rolling her eyes. Judy you knows. Can't see her. She's off camera.
Judy knows.
She's always off camera.
Yeah. Judy knows. Yeah, of course. It's like, no, I would never go back. I've come to some realization, or there's developments lately of some sick shit. So no, I would no.
I don't think HRH followers really have ever thought about the idea of you being a mom. The only time I've ever heard you talk about motherhood is when you said kids should be seen and not heard.
They should. And that's an old adage that's 1,000% true. Children should be seen and not heard. If I had a child, it would be so f***ing well-behaved. It would be like Ming. See how well-behaved Ming is?
Okay, but Ming is a dog who doesn't have a mouth
have
that would inherit from
dogs?
You.
Oh, no. My parents used to take me to Christmas parties. Everything, I would sit down and shut the f*** up like a child should and be cute and shut your f***ing mouth, okay? You sit down, you're well-behaved. That's how a child should be. You don't run around screaming and yelling like these children do nowadays. It's sick. There's these children and not behave. It makes me – it's bad. No.
Alex HRH as a mom, paint the picture. What would it be like?
Oh my God, I'd be like a tiger mom. They say that like in China, Chinese, yes. Like a tiger mom. My kid would be, it would be like, no, it'd be like stellar. I think I might push it too hard though, or it might like fail.
Dude, there is a parenting book called The Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother, okay. This is a weird fun fact about me, but I love parenting books, even though I'm not a parent. Uh-huh. Just because I want to prepare. I want to be the best freaking mom ever. So I read these books. You would love this book because it's all about Chinese parenting.
Okay.
And they do not mess around.
They don't mess around. I do not mess around either.
They like will make their kids practice piano for like 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
And if the kid complains, they like smack their hands like, get back on that piano.
There's a reason. I mean, nowadays parents is like, let these kids choose themselves what they want to do today. Like, no. You kids have to be f***ing told what to do, monitored, put on a schedule. There's things that kills children have to be reared, okay? You don't just let a kid choose its f***ing gender. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Like, you control and parent your damn child, okay? Seen and not heard. It's an old adage for a very good reason.
I will say this, watching you take care of animals over the last few years, bunnies, whatever. I mean, you've had like all these random animals. You're such an animal person. I am not. The only dog. Every guy I've ever dated knows that the only dog I like is Ming.
Aww.
I do not like dogs.
She's not really a dog. That's why she's a human.
She's
everyone
like
knows
a human.
That. She actually is. It's weird.
And it's like wearing baby clothes and all that. I think it's cute and I like that. And because Ming doesn't bark.
No.
So I like
she's
that.
She's so well-behaved.
But does she shed a lot?
Nothing. She's hypoallergenic.
No way.
Maltese. And she's a Korean Maltese.
And you flew to Korea
to get your
dog?
No. Her parents are flown here. And they had her here. I didn't have her shipped. I just feel like that's sad.
Okay.
So I found like a breeder who specially does Korean Maltese.
I thought there was a video of you going to Korea.
No.
And, I don't know why I thought. Maybe it was just you in a Korean shopping mall.
Probably, yeah. That was it. Yes.
Which I love, too. I'll go there. I went to in New York when I was in New York last. I made sure I went to, like, a Korean store. I get all their sheet masks.
Yes.
Obsessed with Korean beauty products. There's nothing like them. They're so much better than everything in America.
Totally.
I got little Hello Kitty chopsticks.
Yes. Oh, my God, love. I have
and
them, too.
I have kid, like, plastic forks, but they're, like, Korean characters and stuff. I don't know.
Like,
I
small,
like
that.
Yes.
So cute. I
always
love them.
I like to eat. This is totally not on Skinny Fridge approved, I'm sure, but I always bring like a little tiramisu or cheesecake for breakfast, and
like
I have
little small like Korean things they have, the cutest desserts ever.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it. I love going to K-Town and doing that. I take me to like a Korean groomer, and then I go have like a Korean coffee at Korea, like Koreatown Mall, and I do my thing.
Okay, well, let's talk about this, like talking about kids and everything, and you being in your late 30s, let's be realistic.
Yeah.
What is the plan? Are you thinking maybe I should freeze eggs?
Yes.
Adopt? What's the deal?
No, I really want to have my own. Like, I really want to have my own. I mean, I think adopting is amazing, but I'm going to freeze my eggs. My birthday is in May. So now that I'm divorced, I was divorced this last year. I gave myself a year, whatever. You know, I don't know nothing.
But
I've
you've
been so busy.
Dating.
Yeah, I've been
so
dating.
So are you saying to guys that you're dating, I want to have kids?
Yes. Of course. I'm a very open person. And I was dating. And, you know, it's just at this age, you know more what you want, and you're able to like understand, like, you know, like right away, you can pinpoint bad things and good things, and you have to weigh them out quick. So I had to weigh things out at this age very quickly. because I want to have a family. But I'm going, I mean, I don't know. If I have a kid, if I freeze my eggs now, have a kid at 40, 41, I'm okay. I don't want to be, I'm going to be an old mom either way, is what it is.
Yeah, but I do think, like, you've posted before of you with your niece and nephew
My, my brother has three children. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, you seem good with kids. And you're not always, like, I mean, you're yelly, but you're not, like, yelly.
No, no. And
you have a chill side.
Yeah. No, I'm very, it's like, chill or not. I don't know what it is.
I'm the same way.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm very passionate about something, or I'm just, like, whatever, about things. But when I find that passionate thing, then yeah, I'm like 0 to 60 for sure.
So what's dating? How do you feel like dating has been since you've been divorced?
Well, since I bought that house, I have a new house. I've been taking on a lot of responsibility with that. I haven't actually, I don't live in LA anymore. I date in Orange County.
How is it?
Well,
is it a different scene than LA?
I haven't dated in LA. I was dating someone, whatever, for a while that I just knew. But we had like a history, and we're kind of in like a period right now where I don't know.
Do you do apps?
No, I can't. There's no way. How am I gonna? People are gonna with me if I go on an app. Can you imagine?
No, that's why I was like, how do you meet? But how do you meet people? It's always mutual friends and stuff.
It's gonna have to be, girl. How do you not? Like, oh yeah, you're dating someone.
I have a boyfriend, and he's in Orange County.
I know. I forgot. Sorry.
And he's older than me. He's 31, so he's at least closer than yours. Maybe we can find some rich friends. In Orange County.
Newport, I live there.
I know. When I'm there with him, I'm flying there.
Are you holding out on me?
No.
No.
He just moved there. He just moved there in the summer.
From where?
From here. From Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
So he went to ASU. He lived here. And then now he lives in Orange County. And I go there sometimes. So
yeah.
We'll have to go. I'm actually going to be there this weekend that we're filming this for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I will be out there seeing
him. I saw you there. I just didn't know. I saw you on Insta when you were there, but I didn't know.
I know. He comes here more than I go there, but
that's sweet. That's good. That is good.
No, it is good.
Yes.
I make him do that.
Good.
Especially because I'm redoing my apartment right now and I'm like,
he should come out here. He is the man, bitch.
He's very cute, very funny, very talkative.
He's very cute.
And he knows all about you.
Oh, good.
We call you Alex HRH. I'll forward him your stories. Like, look what Ming is doing.
Aww.
He's like, hi, Ming.
Sweet.
What were you like in high school?
Fat.
Next question.
Period. Fat.
Were you bullied?
Yes.
What was it? Talk about like friends in high school, and is that why you don't feel like you don't have a lot of friends now?
In high school, I literally sat in the locker room during lunch, had no friends, talked to the lunch lady.
I don't understand this because you're so funny, and like I feel like you could talk to anybody.
Yeah, I could talk to anyone. I could. It's not that. It's I was fat and had zero self confidence, and I didn't. You know, it's hard. This is why I'm so passionate about the fat thing, because it affected my life so much. And I know, because I'm not living in a clown world. I know people who are fat girls. I don't know about men. Girls who are fat, it's not happy. It's not fun. It affects you. Just getting up in the morning and trying to find something to wear, it is a chore. It is sad. You cry. Like, it's actually a burden. And it's something I've had to deal with for a very long time. So when I lose the weight, you know, like, I've lost weight twice now. I've been up and down. It's so much easier. It's so much happier because you don't feel bad about yourself.
But think about teenage Alex.
Yeah.
If you would have been living as a teenager in 2022 with the obesity is healthy.
I'd probably be fatter than a f***ing cow.
How do you think that would have affected you?
I would have been eating like a f***ing cow. That's what's so sad.
You think you would have believed that
yes,
that is healthy?
I wouldn't believe healthy, but I would say, see, it's fine. Other people are fat too. They like, it's fine. It's fine that we're fat. It's fine. See, it's fine. And I would have just been, because it's just like, eating is an addiction. It's actually an addiction. And people say it's harder to like kick an eating addiction or to lose weight than it is to get off drugs. Because you're around food all the time.
Yeah.
People can move away from drugs. You cannot move away from food.
Some people think that you're a bully, though, because you're always like, stop being fat. But what do you think is the difference between a bully and someone that's just telling the freaking truth?
You come on my page. Do I come and bully you? Like, no, I'm not bullying you. You're coming here. Don't come to my page then. If you don't want to hear what I have to say, if you don't want to hear my truth, my story, what I think, my diary, then don't come here. I'm not a bully. I'm not going to go out to you and say anything to you, ever.
I always tell people, one of the number one things that young girls especially ask me is like, Alex, how do I respond to like haters in my Instagram comments or sending me DMs and stuff? I always say block them. Block. And I think about you.
Yeah.
There's no shame in the blocking game.
Yeah, that's it. Block. They want you to respond.
I know.
They want
you to. It's an attention thing.
Dude, now people do this to me. They try to, like, ask me questions on purpose or ask for links just so I respond to them. It's so pathetic. Because you know I say don't ever ask for a link ever again. Now they ask me for links. Stupid. So pathetic. You guys are dumb.
You know that we had a guest a few episodes back. I always try. So one thing about the spillover, especially if you're coming, you're listening to this from, and you're someone that follows Alex HRH. Mm-hmm. So funny. I have to differentiate because we're the two Alexes. And we're both Alexandras.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I love.
Yeah. Drea is a no.
No. The hard dra.
Yes.
If you're coming from Alex's page and you've never listened to the spillover before, every episode is completely different. I have totally different guests. You know, this is more of a free-for-all episode. Sometimes they have themes, whatever. And I just try to find, like, the most jaw-dropping, interesting people and stories. You told me that one of your favorite episodes was Medley, this girl that has, like, burns on 96% of her body.
Yes, I did,
like,
listen to that.
Really unique stuff. Well, one woman is an ex-psychic, and she went off about how if you say, like, the word vibe, it's demonic.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yes.
Demonic? If I say something is the vibe?
Yeah, she says, like, good vibes, sending good vibes, it's all demonic. Because it's, like, new age. And she's an ex-new ager, and she says new age is demonic. And I just thought, oh, my gosh, that's Alex. That's every other word that comes out of Alex's mouth.
Yeah, oh, my God, that's, like, so creepy. I do not, like, I don't know what to say to that.
I thought you'd,
like,
be shook.
I'm actually speechless.
You need to, it's the Doreen Virtue episode. You need to go back and listen to it, because I would just be so curious what your reaction would be.
But I'm not saying vibe, like, I know what she's saying, like, the word vibe is probably, like, vibe, like, what's your vibe?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Like, no, I'm saying vibe, like, there's a vibe, like, this is a damn vibe. This brush, if my followers saw this brush and this drink, they would know this is a damn vibe right here, okay?
The damn vibe.
Yeah.
When everything started just going woke Joker BS in 2020, just everything was just insane. Everything was political. Everyone was so sensitive. Yeah. Everything offended everyone. Like, people were getting fired. If you weren't posting the stupid black square, you're gone. Like, all this stuff. Were you just, like, really, like, did you have a moment where you're like, okay, I am a little nervous on what I should or shouldn't be saying right now on my channel?
Yeah. You guys can go review my videos.
You called out the black square stuff.
I have multiple times. I call out things all the time. I call out bullshit all the time. I called out the quarantine, the masks from day one. I called it out. I did post the black square.
You did? I don't remember this.
Okay, so this is the thing.
You'd posted and deleted it, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, your account got deleted.
Yeah. I posted the black square because...
I'm shocked.
I'm so mad. I posted the black square because I was being forced to, okay?
By
I
who?
Was,
the people, followers?
People. And I don't usually do that, but it was so hot because of the f***ing court. Remember the
George
Floyd. Quarantine? No, not even that.
Oh.
So much was happening at that point. All the business was shut down. Everyone was shut down. And then that happened. It was just so much going on that I don't know. But I did remove, but I did, you remember you weren't supposed to talk for 7 days. They said this was a 7-day blackout.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, f*** that. And the next day, I started posting. I was the first one to start posting.
Did people say, Alex, you're supposed to be quiet?
No, they did not. Because I wasn't going
to,
no.
You know why? Because after an hour of all of their favorite influencers being silent, everybody was bored to death. Because it was a stupid idea.
Dude,
it was boring.
I don't even want to talk about it. Like that, it's just, I don't want to talk about the truth of the matter. Because people
Why not?
Because people can't handle the truth, and no one wants to know the truth. And the truth, you know, the truth about, like, numbers and, like, who actually kills who and all that kind of shit. If people would just read the truth, then we could get somewhere, and we can get somewhere. People, you know, people's lives would be better. But no one wants to do that. It's actually really sad because I'm not being affected by it. My life's great. I'll never, you know, it's your life. People who are not reading the facts and
they live in fear.
Yeah,
they live in fear, and I can't imagine. When I see Gen Z people on TikTok just talking about how they're on 800 medications, they're so depressed, they have so much anxiety, all this, I'm like, dude, like, no wonder, because you think the world's going to end in 9 years or whatever it is from climate change. You think the police are out to get you, all these things that are just, like, BS. Like, I can't imagine living in that state of anxiety 24/7.
Yeah.
You kind of talked about on a channel, like, on channel, one of your recent episodes – you were talking about how you saw this scenario happen at the University of Kentucky. There was this kid, a pro-life kid, that was protesting.
Abortion. That brought tears to my eyes.
Yes. And he had a poster of an aborted fetus on campus. And then there was this group of girls, like woke girls who were coming. They were mocking the situation, doing like a TikTok dance and all this stuff. It went totally viral. So viral, the school had to make a statement. And I've never, in all the years I've followed you, heard you talk about an issue like abortion. You really don't get, you talk about big ideas, but you don't get like super political on things that everyone's just going to fight over. And you were like, I never talk about this subject, but this situation was disgusting. So what was it about that viral video that really affected you so much, you think?
I saw that, and it's such a sensitive subject when I just feel like, okay, there's issues that are, it's right and it's wrong, okay? You can, if you want to have, I feel like in life, everyone should leave everyone alone. I think that you should do you. And I always think that do you, as long as it doesn't hurt anyone else, do you. So but I also think that there are rights and wrongs. And to me, abortion is wrong. Okay. If you want to get an abortion, you may do it. You may do it. Okay. That's not on me. You live with that decision. It has nothing to do with me or my choices. And if you have, if you think that you can come and tell me that I'm a bad person for thinking one way, they can f off my damn channel. Get the f out of my fucking face. I cannot stand people that come to me and tell me that I'm whatever for thinking a certain way. Am I coming to you and saying you're a fucking devil for thinking it's okay to abort? No, I'm not, okay? Do what you need to do. But the fact that these people, these girls, were celebrating and dancing and joking and laughing over a photo of an aborted fetus, those girls are going straight to hell. Like, I hope that you know that, and I don't give a fuck. Where the fuck are those parents? My mom would have been down there, she would have beat my ass. Okay, that's what I would have. That's what the first thing I thought. I wouldn't, even if I did think like that as a college person, I would have been afraid of my parents, what they would have done to me, whatever. This is sick. The way that people are nowadays to laugh about that. If you're going to have an abortion, go do it privately and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but they're not doing that now. But it's instead, all like, shout your abortion. And like, they're taking TikToks in Planned Parenthood, like cheering and dancing.
This is disgusting. And like, you know, this is like devil. Those are like demons. Those three girls dancing to Berries and Cream, whatever the fuck that was, they're demons. Like, that's a demon fucking devil behavior. And I wish, and I felt bad for that kid too. See his face?
He was like,
I feel so
bad. He understood how horrific it was.
Yeah, but he was like, he was mortified.
He was just trying to be nice. Yeah, and that's a sad thing.
I feel so sad for
him. You see these woke, like, psycho people on college campuses. Yeah. Every video, it's always the same. The more conservative person on college campus is always, like, calm or whatever. And they're, like, they're throwing around their table.
One of them, they had, like, their school shirts on. I don't know. Like, it was funny because my sister-in-law, like, went to Virginia Tech or something. She's like, I saw, you know, she had a Virginia Tech. I'm going to stalk her. I'm going to go block her or whatever. So it was,
UK. It was UK.
Was a Virginia, one had
University,
a Virginia Tech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they it happened at University of Kentucky campus, UK.
Oh, but one of them had a Virginia Tech sweatshirt on.
Oh, maybe she had like, maybe she went there before.
I don't know. So my sister-in-law was like, because she's like, thinks the way I do. And she's like, oh my God, she's a Virginia Tech. I'm going to look her up.
When do you think that all of this woke stuff is going to backfire? Or do you think it won't ever?
No, it's people, even woke people, they know that they're embarrassing. Like,
oh, yeah.
They do. They know they're ridiculous.
There was a girl.
Did you see what I put on my Insta? I put my pronouns because I'm just trying to behave.
What'd you put?
Like, it, gem, and like, ZXEM and it.
Oh my gosh. I saw this person.
Yeah, I'm just trying to behave. Like, Instagram, are you proud of me? I put my pronouns up.
Put your pronouns.
Yeah.
You got to put the get vax stuff in your story.
Oh, I do that. You know, I do that, right? So, because they shout out about me so much, I put that on there now.
It works.
I go to the front.
There was this girl that I know that it was because she was watching like a woke compilation videos of people acting cringy, like what you're talking about, like trashing tables on college campuses, being mocking the pro-life kit, all that stuff.
They're always ugly.
Well, she watched a compilation and she was like, oh my gosh, that's what I'm like. And she was so embarrassed that she changed her mind.
Just on that.
Yes.
Sometimes it helps to watch yourself. Not in my case.
Not in my case. What is the biggest misconception that people think about you that you want to just clear the air on?
I always say that, like, people, please keep talking about me. You're doing my PR for free. Like, there's everything online is such bullshit. Like, people think that Well, I'm racist. I'm the number one racist. And anything I do, you're a racist. You know, I say the sky's blue. What do you mean it's blue? It's light blue. You're racist. Like, I'm just sick of it. But
everything they don't like is just racist.
Anything's racist. You're, I'm automatically racist. Yeah, I'm racist. Okay. Stupid f***. And then they'll take that. Alex, Adrian said she's racist. Here's the clip. Because I said I was racist 2 seconds ago.
They'll take it out of context.
Yeah. But they know. I just love it. Like, people say that, like, oh, how does she afford that house now that she's divorced from her husband who made all that money? Okay, yeah. Like, see what they think that, like, my ex had the money. So dumb.
You literally own your own business. Yeah. You have a YouTube channel. You get.
But it's everything. It's like, I'm racist.
Do they,
like,
let you monetize on YouTube still?
They do. And they always give me, like, applause for, like, doing, like, for filling out everything correctly. I think YouTube likes me.
Where's that energy from Instagram?
I don't know.
YouTube does like you.
Yeah.
Well, you've been on there. You've been a creator on there forever. I think they're better than Instagram about treating their influencers and creators better.
Really?
You know, that was a huge thing in the last year. All these influencers on Instagram that were primarily there, they've all left the platform because they felt like with all the algorithm changes and all the crap at Instagram, they were like, they don't treat their creators well.
No.
Like, because YouTube will send you guys plaques for views and all the special things they do.
Yeah. Nothing for Instagram.
Nothing.
They just censor you and they, anything you say, even woke people get like, get shadow banned.
It's nuts. Well, because the thing is, you'll never be woke enough. It changes on a daily basis.
I know. That's why I'm trying to behave. I put my pronouns up.
She's an it.
I'm an it. I'm a gem. ZXEM.
ZXEM.
That's how I feel today. Okay, you guys, don't judge me.
Okay, so what else is coming up? Talk about your jewelry. What's special about HRH Collection if people are looking for jewelry?
Oh, I am women-owned business.
Made in the USA.
Made in the USA, of course. I hand make about 90% of my jewelry. Alex always wears it.
It's true. I have on
two pieces on.
Two necklaces.
I just brought
on
her that one, Mini Bold Miami.
Yes.
I've had my business for like 10 years, and it's me. I'm hand make all the jewelry, just Judy, basically I, and I have one other helper. Everything is really organic. It's like I said, handmade in the US and by me.
Where can they buy it?
Just online, shophrh.co.
And then what's your YouTube channel?
HRH Collection.
What other big thing? You're talking about how you, okay, maybe you'll be on the Bible soon, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Cosmo. I think I'm doing something with Cosmo.
Cosmo Magazine?
Well, online, but yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
I know. Them and Spencer Pratt. Supposed to be on with him.
Dude.
Apparently he's redoing his thing right now, but I'm going to be the first one on when he opens it up again because they're redoing the format. Yes, that's what he said. So he asked me. I don't know. I'm kind of like blowing up right now. It's funny because see these woke people. They are doing all my PR for free.
Alex, you understand that you were the fat girl in high school that sat in the bathroom and ate by yourself or whatever. And now you're going to be on Cosmo, Jackie Schimmel, Spencer Pratt. You're on The Spillover.
This is the best one.
You're doing all of this right now. Like, I mean, does that click with you?
No, not at all.
Ming doesn't understand who she's living with, how good she has it.
Yeah, not at all. Actually, I don't know. I don't even know. No, it doesn't register. I don't know.
Well, I'm super proud of you. I will always be one of your biggest fans and supporters.
Thank you so much.
I consider myself like a day one because I was just like, oh my gosh, I remember I went on this reality show in 2016 and we were not allowed to watch TV, listen to music, read books, have our phones, something. For 5 weeks, I was in a foreign country on a freaking deserted island. Uh-huh. Nothing. One of the first things I did was go back and watch your videos I finally was able to have internet again.
Oh, no, really?
It was one of the first things because I missed it.
Yeah.
So I like freaking love you. I think what you're doing is so amazing. And like, cool. I'm, you know what? Exactly what you say. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
Because some people I know, they might hate your delivery and it's just the style. Because what I think is so fun about you is that you talk like a Valley girl, but everything you're saying is truth.
Right.
If it was delivered by like Ben Shapiro or somebody more serious,
and that's what's
they would
cool.
listen.
Yeah. No, that's what's cool. I feel like I'm reaching a lot of, and that's why I think Instagram hates me, because I am reaching a lot of people who are not necessarily anything.
Yeah.
You know,
they're apolitical.
They're like, she's right. Yes. What she's saying is right.
Because people get caught up in political parties
and
stuff.
Not
it's not about
to be political.
That. But that's the thing. The ideas that you talk about.
It's not like, a clown world. That's it. We are talking about real shit.
Exactly. And just like the idea of, you know, like in the state of California, the bigger government is, the less freedom you have, the more it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All of those ideas, though, are just, you don't have to subscribe to a certain party or vote. There are just ideas like that it's just better for America.
Yeah. Because I'm a racist. I'm a racist. I'm a racist. Oh my God, my f-ing watch again. Damn it. I got to get this thing fixed.
This has been.
Sorry.
Everything I've wanted and more. Alex, thank you for coming on the Spillover.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me.
Maybe I'm biased, but I think Alex's are spitfires. The world needs more Alex's, even though the world really only has one Alex HRH. In an online world of voices that all blur into one loud voice, there's an even louder voice that sounds nothing like your average influencer or media personality, and she's probably going to tell you to shut up! I think that not being everyone's cup of tea is kind of how she reaches people. Alex Pierce has carved out a no BS space for people who aren't even political, but see what's happening and need someone to voice their WTF for them. I don't even think it's that she's controversial. She's just unapologetically edgy, and someone's got to be that way. I also think she's just freaking hilarious. In politics, the same points get made every day, and there's not always a lot of variety in how information is delivered. But Alex Pierce is redefining that by saying what you know we're all thinking. New episodes of The Spillover come out every Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, and something new, no more waiting till Friday to watch recent interviews. We'll now be dropping episodes on the Politics YouTube channel on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Pacific, so you can watch live and participate in the chat. And actually, this episode you're going to want to watch because, I mean, it's Alex HRH. Like, you have to see her facial expressions and her little hairbrush she brought, and also the swear counter that we have. I mean, it's all epic, okay? So before you go, please leave a 5-star review with your favorite HRH quote from today. I'm Alex Clark, and this is The Spillover. Love you, mean it. Bye. Dog status, now I'm a big dog bet. I pull up on the block in a big Corvette. Yeah. Ride around the city with a stick all black. Try with a poker, we ain't with all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.